Hello.
Hi, good morning. Good afternoon. This is Chaya with Family First. Is this Nancy?
Yes.
Hi, Nancy. How are you? I see you spoke to Jasmine earlier.
She told me to call her back, but I'm still on the other line with people that I had to call.
The broker?
Yeah, but they say they did that already.
Did he do that within the past year?
No, they did it. Yesterday I did call, and the thing is, they want me to call the public assistant. I think it's the application for the waiver, the financial part. That's what he needs.
Did he go through this process? Did he ever have the assessments within the past year, where they came down to your home?
No. He was in a nursing home, in the hospital.
So he never had the waiver program?
No, not yet. No, because I think because of the financial, I think it's the welfare. Then he,
yes, but that's right. But that's not the first step. Usually, you have to have two assessments first. If he had those within the past year, then I would see why they would say that. But if he didn't have them,
no, he never had. No, he just had temporarily, like the provider that came to do his wound, you know. But no home care people has.
Okay, so do you have the 877 number?
But I call 1-877-550-4227.
Mm-hmm.
We've been trying to call those number. They say everything is okay with them. Is that they need the financial approval from the welfare public assistance?
I understand, but that's not the usually you have to have the assessment first. So I'm trying to figure out if he had that assessment done within the past year.
Calling these people, yeah.
So he did? You did do that? You called before?
Yeah.
And they came down to your home?
No, they can't come down to the home because they need the welfare to approve that, they say, the waiver program.
Okay. So first things first, can you confirm with me his date of birth?
2/11/93.
Amazing. And he never got home care services before, right?
No.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I say call that number again and ask them if you have to schedule the assessment.
I did. The same, no. Everything is done. They have no problem providing the services. It's that the welfare has to finance the public.
I understand what you're saying. I do know what you're talking about. But that's not in the beginning of the process. They won't allow you to go through that part unless you have the first two assessments done.
She said everything is done. All you
do
need
you
is
remember, the Do you remember having assessments with him? Did somebody ever come down?
No.
So then it was not done, right? Call them up one more time and ask them what if that assessment needs to be done. Okay? And see what they say and then let me know, okay?
What the what?
Call that number up one more time and ask them what needs to be done if that assessment was ever done. And then see what they say one more time and give me your call back, okay?
This is like, my daughter has tried with these people. I tried yesterday.
Listen,
these people are not. They say everything is done, that they can't do nothing. Unless
I understand that, and I'm not sure why they're saying that. That's why I would say call back one more time. Maybe somebody else will answer. And just say you're looking to set up the first assessment and see what they say. Okay? Because sometimes they would say two different people would say two different things. So you're calling for the first assessment.
That's it. Okay, I'm going to try one more time.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you, okay?
All right.
Bye-bye.